This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. An updated autopsy of Elijah McClain includes a new cause of death, ketamine toxicity. The autopsy still lists the manner of death as undetermined. McClain, a 23-year-old black man, died in 2019 after Aurora police stopped and forcibly restrained him. He was later injected with ketamine, a powerful sedative. CPR led a lawsuit against the Adams County Coroner's Office to make the amended autopsy public. The change could be significant in the trial against the three police officers and two paramedics charged in McClain's death. An arraignment is scheduled for November. In Denver, a jury has found a man guilty of killing a woman who was walking her dog near Coors Field in 2020. CPR's justice reporter Lucretia Wembley says the shooter had originally pleaded not guilty based on insanity.
38-year-old Michael Close shot and killed Isabella Thallis and injured her boyfriend Darian Simon. Police say Close started an argument with Thallis and Simon about them allowing their dog to go to the bathroom near his home. After a verbal spat, Close fired shots at the couple with an AK-47, according to the Denver DA's office. He was found guilty of first-degree murder, 2 counts of attempted murder, and 2 counts of assault. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Weld County reports that an 80-year-old has died from West Nile virus. It's the county's first confirmed death of this year's mosquito season. Symptoms include fever plus headache, vomiting, and diarrhea, but around 80% of infected people do not get symptoms. This year, Colorado has reported 135 human cases of West Nile virus, and 6 people have died. This is CPR News and KRCC.